years now. Neither of us want to do it, so we're gonna get on some ISIS Middle Eastern Turkish guy. Hope to Christ he can save us. If he doesn't, then I think we better go die. This fat shit dug doing OMAD. But I know that man is gonna go mad if he doesn't have more than a meal in a day. But I've been up with his phone in your business. Show what's up.
Hola.
Hello. How you doing today?
Oh, perfect. Everything's perfect.
All right.
You know, it just dawned on me that every time that I start off a show by saying everything is perfect, It ends with me and you screaming at each other about something.
So are you going to start off by saying shit's fucked? Would that be better?
All right. You had something you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, share. Yeah. No. I got this message, a direct message on Twitter, and several things. I thought it was funny, so I figured I'd bring it up. We can have a conversation. I'm just going to read it first. Really like your appearance on the show, since you are probably the only white American I know that do not see communism as pure evil. I'm yellow, and you can guess where I'm from. All the best with everything going on in the U.S. So,
hi, Crom.
I don't think it's from Crom, maybe. But my first thought was, really like your appearance on the show. The fuck, man?
I
literally created this show from the ground up.
You are not only the foundation, but you're also the supporting walls and the attic.
Right. The attic.
You are slowly going through the snow with me riding on your coattails.
Perfect. That is a perfect analogy. So, yeah, this is my appearance on the show. I think I've been on every one, right?
I think you are the only person that can say they've been on every episode of Who's Right.
Right. So, and second of all, it says, I'm probably the only white American I know that do not see communism as pure evil. I don't know any other way to articulate that. I think communism is terrible. I think I've said those exact words. Somebody misunderstands what I'm saying.
Do you think that it's pure evil, though?
No.
See?
No.
All right.
Yeah,
and that guy's yellow.
Yeah. I guess that's true. But I mean, Jesus, it was stark to read that and think, does this guy think that I like? I think communism is terrible.
All right.
Oh, God. It was just funny, man.
Okay. So we've got a couple stories here that we were going to go through. You know, it seems kind of funny to me that we're just going to plow through with, you know, mullet and hot pocket and baloney smugglers. And there are like riots going on everywhere. And
yep. City's burning. The world is on fire. We can talk about that. If you want to dive into our thoughts on that, I mean, obviously there's a lot to cover.
So this is one of those things that to me, it's like, it's not even worth talking about because to me, there's only one right thing to say. And like, I, in my mind, everybody else has the exact same thoughts as me.
Okay. Tell me what they are and I'll tell you if I agree.
Cops need to start using more force to control people.
We wouldn't be in this situation if they did. You know, I think you're right. I think if the cops killed more people, we could get over this hump that we're in.
The fucking videos of like the cop car pushing the barricade and using it like a snowplow on people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's another video of the, to say that our police forces aren't militarized, they're marching down the street, telling people to get in their fucking house. And then, you know, lady out there on her porch filming and they light her up and they start.
Oh my God.
It's like, oh, okay. So this is the race war. This is what we've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, we talked about this now for like 2 years, and I already let all the black people know that I was on their side. So I'm safe.
You're good. So I think that's my favorite part of all this is that I watched all these videos of all this rioting going on, and then CNN comes out and says, this is white supremacy in action. wait a minute. Somebody's a little confused. This is, and they're not letting up on it. They are literally just beating the drum of white. This is all white supremacy. And go ahead.
So what I thought was funny, I was watching one of the videos and there was a white guy climbing through a picture window carrying a toaster or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, somebody should fucking tweet this and get him canceled because that's cultural appropriation.
Oh my God. It literally looks like an apocalypse. If you look at the video, especially the one like inside the Target, like there's smoke everywhere. Everything's like fucking just burning on fire. It looks like a fucking apocalypse. And they got hammers trying to bust into the cash registers. Yeah, money won't do you any good in the apocalypse.
I'm okay with like when they overran that police station and burned it down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think that is more an appropriate response than burning an AutoZone to the ground. that doesn't make any sense to me.
You know, if you come into our city, not our city, if you come into a place populated heavily with black people,
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of white cops, and you murder somebody, right?
Yes.
So the natural response is, okay, so we're going to come to your house and we're going to burn it to the fucking ground. I'm perfectly okay with that.
I don't know that I'm okay with it, but I understand that. That is something I can appreciate.
I knew if we talked about it long enough that we could find something to argue about. How could you, of all people, you hate cops,
right? I hate the idea of cops. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And I think we both agree that the majority of people that are police officers abuse. It's the wrong personality type that ends up getting the job.
Right. I agree with that.
All right. So now people are just saying, fuck it, and going to their house and burning their fucking house down or their precinct or whatever right. the fuck.
Yes, I understand that.
How can you not be okay with that? It's like, okay, you know what?
Because I'm smart enough to look into the future and see what does that mean? What, like, I understand that cops are bad. The idea of cops is bad. But to go from militarized police to no police, right now.
What, you think because they burned down the police station, they laid off everybody that worked there? It's like, well, you don't have your desk anymore, so you have no place.
No. I'm saying that what's the end game? What is the end game that we're trying to accomplish?
Stop killing civilians, citizens.
So burning down the police station accomplishes that how?
I don't have an answer.
All right. I thought we lost the connection there for a minute. I'm telling you that I can understand the inclination to burn down the police station because you're mad.
It's your opinion is kind of irrelevant in the situation because you've never punched somebody in the face. So you don't understand.
You've never burned down an AutoZone.
You don't know that.
Touché. That's true. I don't know that, I guess.
So you generally take the attitude, if you punch me, I'm going to walk away and be very angry with you.
No. I have the right to defend myself. I've never said if you punch me, I'm going to walk away.
Defending yourself is not rolling up into a ball and laying on the ground, Anthony.
It can be. I have a very Bing. Strong exoskeleton. Oh, hey, I know what that sound means. think fast. Said, want to go loot Target? Doug can steal the Legos.
If you were going to loot somewhere,
mm-hmm.
where would you loot?
Oh, I'd go for the record stores if I was in a big city. Are you kidding me? That would be the first place that I'd go.
God, that is so gay. It figures.
Target? That's not gay.
Was my answer Target?
No. Where then?
I think Bob had a good idea, like Home Depot, or where I'm at, it would be Lowe's, but.
For what?
So I can get that fucking table saw. Oh.
God, you got a one-track mind, man. I guess I'd go loot some plywood to board up my house so they can't steal my shit. there's been rumors.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say there's rumors going around here. I don't know if confirmed or not, but that they are closing. Somebody broke into or not broke in, but went into a Walmart, stole a bunch of jewelry, smashed up the jewelry counter and left. So Walmart is closing down, boarding up for the just in case or whatever. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if that's true or, you know, it was on my wife read it to me from Facebook, and 99% of the shit on Facebook is made up. So
is there enough of a black population in your area to have like a full scale riot, or would it just be?
Yes.
No, I don't think
there, there are. Yes. My wife was showing me pictures of a protest that they had.
My wife was showing me pictures of black people.
Right. I've never seen so many. She was showing me pictures of a protest that they had today. And some of the signs that they had were like communism, like we want communism and all in my neighborhood, like they're here. I mean, and they're stirring shit up. And yes, there is enough black population that if they were mad, they shit would be rough, man.
I wonder if Oddball will come on and let everybody know that we're cool.
You should ask him. He's in Chicago, and I think they're looting in Chicago, rioting in Chicago. I think they're rioting everywhere.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, how is it where you're at? There's riots going on?
So if you grabbed all the black people that live in this county, I don't even think you could fill up a diner. Like,
really? So it's just business as usual for you. Everything the coronavirus, the fucking riots, it's all just business as usual.
Kansas is the shit, man.
You guys are immune to all of that.
If they're,
you got to drive 3 hours to get to the grocery store, but you're immune to everything else.
So the other good thing is that I am never at a loss for canola.
You know, never have too much canola. What the fuck, man? Oh God.
So my daughter's still back in North Carolina. So I talked to her last night. And I'm like, so, you know, because North Carolina is very diverse. Yes. So I said, so is there like what? So as you remember, my daughter is very, very left leaning or liberal or whatever.
Yes.
And I said, so what's going on there? What do you mean?
Oh, Jesus. You know, what do you mean?
Like with the blacks.
That's amazing.
I said, so, you know, like, is there any riots or anything? And she said, well, no, there's a lot of people standing around. There's a protest that I'm going to go down to here in the next hour. I'm like, no, you're not.
Jesus, are you kidding me?
I said, if you would do me one favor, I said, I know you're an adult. Mm-hmm. Please don't go down there.
There's no reason for you to be there. God. What'd she say? No, Dad, I'm going.
I believe that she stayed home, but.
Did you see the short video of the little girl that was probably like 8 years old that got pepper sprayed?
Yeah, fuck her, man.
She shouldn't have went. She should have stayed home.
Yeah. I'm happy that happened.
Why?
Because it should teach people you don't take kids to something like that.
That is what it takes to teach people?
Yes. Okay.
Not like seeing it on TV, all the chaos. This is where I want to bring my kids.
So it's, you know what? All right. So you just said that, like, okay, you see all that chaos and shit. So there's no reason you should want to go there, right?
Right.
Okay. This doesn't have anything to do with the riots, but I think this might explain a whole lot into my mentality.
Okay.
Once I tell you the story, you'll figure it out.
All right.
So I was 7th or 8th grade, I was at my dad's house for the weekend. I was sitting at the dining room table and him and my older brother come walking in the house to grab me. They had been, went to the store and then they came back and said, Doug, go get in the car. We're going to take a drive. I said, what's going on? He said, there was a wreck. I want you to go see it.
What?
I'm like, okay. So we get in the car and drive down there. And what had happened was this car had ran a stop sign. Mm-hmm. And when he hit the car, the truck that he was driving hit like T-boned a car.
Okay.
And it rolled underneath it.
Oh.
All right. So I think there was like three people that died. And we got there early enough that I was sitting there watching them walk around picking up like pieces of brain and shit.
Oh, Jesus like, Christ.
Like I can vividly remember a body over there right at the end of the intersection covered up with a sheet.
Holy
and
shit.
Then there was somebody that they were pulling out that was still alive and they were loading them in the ambulance and somebody walking around with a garbage bag picking up pieces of human.
Jesus Christ.
Like at the time I thought it was cool, right?
Uh-huh.
Now I look back like, why the fuck would you take a kid to that?
Why were you there?
There's a good reason that is why I now like things put like fingers in my butt. That's it all goes back.
Really? That's why you're gay? I don't know. It doesn't even make any sense. This guy was picking up brains. I love cock.
I didn't say cock. I said finger, you homo.
Sorry. I hear finger. It's cock. It's all the same. So how old did you say you were? Like seven?
Seventh or eighth grade.
Oh, seventh or eighth grade. Okay.
I remember seventh or eighth grade because I went to junior high that following Monday and it was like current events class, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And I can remember raising my hand because I had a cool story to tell that here's where my dad took me and here's what I saw. And everybody's just sitting there looking at me like, what the fuck kind of family are you in?
Is your dad Jeffrey Dahmer? Bong. Oh, shit. Jacob Black Lives Matter ACAB said Doug is a bootlicker. Do you know what ACAB means?
All cops are bad.
Bastards.
Or bad.
No, it's bastards.
Bad.
Oh, all right. I guess it's bad then. You bastard. Doug is a bootlicker.
What does that mean?
It means you're always going to side with the state. You always think that the state is right. We need more state violence. It's the first thing you said when we started this conversation.
Yeah, I guess I thought you were smart enough to pick up on the sarcasm.
I was, and you're not smart enough to pick up on it right now.
There was no sarcasm. You just agreed with Jacob.
Yeah, that's good sarcasm. When you can't even detect it, that's how good it is.
Isn't that just like a new acronym that nobody gives a fuck about, though?
ACAB?
Yeah.
I mean,
every time I've seen it, it makes me think of the cheat code to get blood in Mortal Kombat on Sega Genesis.
That's what they based it on. It's I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's new. I mean, it was around when I was in high school. So, did you hear that Donald Trump is trying to declare Antifa a terrorist organization or whatever? Did you see that?
Is that good or bad? I get all my beliefs from you, so I need to know if I'm in agreement or not. I need to know who I'm voting for.
I think it's a bad thing. Ultimately, I think Antifa is a terrible, terrible group of people, but I think that the government declaring anything a terrorist organization just allows them to round people up for no reason. So I don't know. I don't like it, but I also don't like Antifa. So
yeah. And so I think that's kind of like where I was at with it is it seems like a bad idea that you can just, because you don't align, your beliefs don't align with somebody else, that you can say, you're now a terrorist. We're equating you to the same people that.
That 9/11.
Yes.
It's not a matter of equating you to the same people. It's a matter of literally by law. There's a they don't have to afford you the same rights anymore, because once they designate you a terrorist, your rights as an American are irrelevant. And I don't agree with that whatsoever.
It would be like if he was to get on there and say, you know, if you wear some sort of faggy blue bandana, you're now a terrorist. And now
I'm fucked.
All of a sudden you're getting butt fucked in Guantanamo and you have some soldier smoking a cigarette on your naked body or something.
Oh, shit. I've been following on Twitter. I've been, because that's the only place where you can get like up to date videos and like what's actually happening to down to the minute. I've been following like Andy Ngo. He's a journalist and he's Asian. Bing. Obviously. Oh, hey. Noober 341 said hi. Hello there, Noober. How are you doing today? Hey, Noober.
Hey, do me a favor. Can you not go ho every time that we say Bing? Or it says Bing.
Can I not go ho? What? Why?
I don't know. It just bothers me. No, it's because you act surprised, but I know you're staring at the same screen that I am. It's very disingenuous.
You are a douche.
Bing.
Jacob Antifa Super Soldier ACAB Black Lives Matter said.
His name gets longer and longer.
You hear about the alleged child trafficking with Trump? It's fake news. Trump is perfect. He would never do anything like that. He wouldn't even run a red light, much less traffic children.
Are you?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I heard about it, but I didn't read too much into it because everything I read was extremely dry and boring, and it was so much reading.
So, Biden and Trump, mm-hmm. You have to vote for one. Mm-hmm. Right now. Go.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Trump, 100%.
Yeah,
I mean, there's not
sucks,
even any.
Don't it?
Well, it's terrible. It's a fucking terrible decision.
Okay, Trump or Michelle Obama?
Trump.
Trump or O.J. Simpson?
O.J.
Yeah, me too.
Nicole, at this point, I don't even care.
Ron Goldman, 2020.
So I'm looking into the libertarian candidate, Jo Jorgensen. I'm going to see what she's all about. She's the one that won the nominee for the Libertarian Party. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yes, that's who I would vote for. I'm going to vote for whatever third candidate.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of them. I mean, they might not all get ballot access, but there's a lot of third party candidates. The libertarians are the one that's the most, I want to say most viable, but that makes it sound like they're actually viable. They're not. Most viable, but still not have a chance in hell. I can't get behind the idea of every 4 years as a country, we have to pick the least worst option. And then every 4 years, it's the same. We have to all rally behind Biden this time because this time it really matters. We can get what we want next time. And then next time we'll be in a crisis where we can't get what we want. The whole thing is stupid and keeps repeating itself and nobody's learning a thing.
Well, I mean, I've learned that masks save lives since the last election.
Right.
I've learned that Target gives away merchandise.
Right.
I've learned that fake news is a thing. That's new.
That's new to you.
No, the term fake news wasn't around before.
The term wasn't around before, but they've always been lying to you. That's the best part.
No, the best part is that still nobody knows that they're lying. They just
right. They see CNN or Fox News or whatever, and they're like, well, I can trust this. You fucking dumbasses.
Every once in a while, I'll talk to my mom, and it's very apparent that my mom gets all of her information from the 6 o'clock news. Everything.
Doesn't that irritate you? Just to have that conversation.
I just don't have the conversation. It's easier that way.
It's just easier that way.
Bing.
the bane of who's right. Sorry, I didn't mean that sigh at the beginning. Let me start over. Hey, the bane of who's right. We need to get rid of the police and replace them with the Obama family. There's like 50 million police and like six people in the Obama family. I'm in.
All right. What do you think would happen if we...
Bing. Jacob Antifa Super Soldier ACAB Black Lives Matter said, crispy Obama diddles kids. Shush.
What do you think would happen if we took everybody that is looting and we put them all, whatever, in a field? I don't fucking know. And then we deputized them. And then we said to cops, you're all fired. You have no more rights. And we let them be the cops. Do you think there would still be looting? Or do you think they'd run around just killing white people? Or do you think they would start just playing with the sirens and shit?
Just going to play with the sirens. I think it would start with them killing the cops first and then moving on to other white people. That's what I think. And then they'd play with the sirens in between all of the killing.
I don't think so. I think that they'd probably kill a couple white people just to see what it felt like.
So once they get the taste for blood, white blood is delicious.
It's not spicy.
I honestly think
Bong. Go ahead. I'll wait.
I honestly think that a lot of these people think that all of their problems and all of the problems of the world come from capitalism and the rich people. So I think I would have to amend it. I think they would start killing the cops and then they would move on to killing rich white people. I think that if they get rid of the rich people, the world would be a better place.
What income threshold makes somebody rich?
It depends on who you ask. If you're asking me, like, I don't know, $300,000. But if you ask them, $70,000, probably $60,000, more than what they make. anything more than what they make is considered rich to them, I think. I think they're just that stupid.
All right. Well, if it's $300,000, then I'm for them killing the rich.
Really?
Yeah. What do I give a fuck?
Yeah, but I'll be fucked.
Now it's time to transition.
Bing. Noober 341 says, after this virus riots, I am going to the moon. Done with people.
Okay, I'm going to try to, what's that word when one person says something and they don't speak the same language and then the person that does speak the language interprets it? I'm going to interpret it.
In perpetuity?
Translate. I'm going to translate it for you.
All right.
After this virus and riots are done, I'm going to the moon. I am done with people.
Got it.
All right.
So I don't know what that means. Like, is that like 4 o'clock? The riots are done. 3 o'clock. The virus is done. What does it mean for the virus to be done?
Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think that you're going to start hearing less and less about it. Mm-hmm. They're going to go to phase 5 and phase 6 and phase 7 of opening up the fucking whatever the right. fuck all that shit means. Mm-hmm. And by this time next year, there will just be another column that shows people that died from COVID and it'll start shrinking. And so next year at this time, there will be less COVID deaths and more flu deaths because I think they're attributing like flu deaths to COVID now.
Sure.
Because they were trying to get everybody amped up to buy toilet paper. Right. They succeeded.
they were literally giving hospitals more money if they could somehow attribute the deaths to the COVID virus or whatever.
You know, them fucking doctors in there were on their clipboards like somebody died. COVID.
We got a gunshot victim. Don't touch him. He probably has COVID. Let him go.
But whatever, I like SARS and bird flu, all that other shit. It was, oh my God, we're going to die. And right. then you're just gone. Forget about it.
Yep. Everybody just forgot all about it. So if there was a way that we could go to the moon, would you So, okay. So say you could go to the moon for $500 and we're colonizing the moon, but all you had to do, you come up with $500 and we'll send you to the moon. We're starting a whole new civilization. Would you go?
Is there Netflix?
No, it's the moon. Of course they got Netflix. Where do you think Netflix comes from? Satellites. The satellites are closer to the moon. They got better Netflix.
Better Flix. Moonflix.
Moonflix.
No.
No? Why not?
I'd get behind on my work.
Your work. Bing. What a douche. The Bane of Who's Right said, I hate how everyone's political hot take is police brutality bad. I don't think that's a hot take. Like, obviously, you'd think it's better for those people to say say nothing or not. I don't understand the question.
Hold on. I'm going to give this a whirl.
All right.
I hate how everybody's political hot take is police brutality is bad. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, it is. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's better for those people to say nothing at all? Okay, so.
Now I understand.
I'm going to say, like, if we got on here and said, God, you know, I'm just sick and tired of police brutality, and I wanted to stand tall with Doug on ending police brutality. Uh-huh. Like, would it have been better if I just didn't say anything? It didn't even address it, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay, does anybody that listens to us need me and you to address police brutality?
Yes.
Do they?
The cops that are listening.
Right.
If you are in the middle,
closest we got is that ambulance driver.
If you currently have your neck on the your knee on the back of somebody's neck, get off him.
Stop it. I don't think it's a matter of people just saying police brutality is bad. Everybody knows that. It's a matter of, like, they want to try to pretend like they're honoring George Floyd. But then, you know, I'm going home with a 50-inch TV and I'm going to break into this fucking safe with a hammer. Yeah, George Floyd. What?
So the video that I saw it sums it up for me was a black guy climbing out of Target or whatever with an air fryer. And I'm like, yeah, that'll bring him back. I mean,
right. That'll show the system.
Fuck the air fryers.
One of the first buildings that got burned down in Minnesota was they were building low income housing. They're going to burn down this fucking low income housing because that's going to help. George Floyd would be proud.
Interesting thing is, so there's a lot of people that say the majority of protesters are from out of state. And if you look at the arrest records, mm-hmm. the majority of people are in state. Mm-hmm. But there's somebody propagating the misinformation that it's.
There is everybody propagating all the misinformation everywhere. There's so much information that it's information overload and nobody knows what to believe, which is exactly what they want.
I want to see news coverage of somebody holding a sign that says the Who's Right Navy.
Or this
business protected by the Who's Right Navy.
That would be fucking awesome. God, if you live by one of these protests and you can get a picture of yourself with a protest sign that says Who's Right Navy, God, that would be badass, wouldn't it? I would love that. Bong. Smoke My Johnson said off topic, but what's the update on the video super cut that you wanted to do on why people watch, listen to Who's Right? Also, I'm now a $1 Patreon sub. Thank you. So the idea that we had kind of fell apart a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I still want to do something with it. I just don't know exactly what we're going to do. Cause what the original idea we had just didn't work. It all kind of,
it imploded at 9/11.
Yeah. It imploded. Somebody attacked it with a plane, but I want to do something with them. I like the idea. So
fucking Antifa.
Right. I don't know. Have you been keeping very good track? Are you just kind of like not really paying attention, or have you been keeping track of these videos, watching what's really going on? Or I've been refreshing Twitter because I stay up super late. It'll be like 3 a.m. and I'm like looking at fucking Twitter just to see what's going on, because the shit doesn't really start until it gets dark, you know?
It's, yeah. So isn't it funny if you go on YouTube? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I decided I didn't want to have cable or satellite anymore. Mm-hmm. So we have nothing. Just Netflix, Netflix and yeah. Amazon and like 40 subscription TV
but
things.
We have nothing.
Well, it's all fucking great until you want to see, you know, until the fucking world starts burning and you want to watch it.
Right.
But I thought, well, fuck, maybe I'll get like YouTube Live or something. So I went to YouTube to start looking.
Sure.
And if you go on YouTube, everything's pretty much fine. Mm-hmm. So that's just where I go. Then it's like nothing's happening.
Right. I think if you go pretty much anywhere except for Twitter, everything is just wonderful. You can go on Reddit and look at pictures of people's dogs. And it's cool.
I think you are turning pro Twitter.
No.
You keep every week. Mm-hmm. Think about how many times in the last 3 weeks you've said I was scrolling through Twitter. And
yeah, I'm on Twitter every single day now. I was never on. I hated it before, and I hate it now. But it is the only place that I've been able to find up to the minute information of what's really going on.
It's the only place where I can get podcast recommendations.
Right. every time I go on, I have to like, okay, I'm going to look for this long, because if I get past like 10 or 15 minutes, it just sucks me in. And it's like the world is exploding and people are just horrible. And I want to kill every single person because I hate every one of them. So I can read those shithead comments for about 10 minutes before I start to get angry. Done. You know what I mean? I just got to cut it off. Because people on Twitter are fucking terrible, terrible, terrible people.
I'm aware. I'm one of them. All right. You want to do a couple stories and then get out of here?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, we're moving this one to the top.
Yeah, I don't want to miss it. Drunk man inserts glass bottle into box. I'm really interested to see where this goes.
All right.
Drunk man inserts glass bottle into body through anus, surgically removed in Tennessee.
All right.
A 23-year-old South Carolina woman is facing charges after being accused of having sex with a dachshund. Isn't that like a fucking wiener dog?
Yes. I hope she shoved it inside her. That would be awesome. That's the only good way to have sex with a dachshund. She according put it on her bun.
According to a release from the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office, the release said the investigation began after a person went to the North Charleston Police Department on March 11th and reported that Hannah Marie Haynes, who lives in Chesney. Do you think it's sexy when women have sex with animals?
No, not at all.
Either. Yeah, me neither.
Fucking disgusting.
Fucking gross. It should stop immediately.
That's like one level below women smoking.
What?
What?
Reported that Hannah Marie Haynes, who lives in Chesney, was sending videos of herself performing sexual acts with the dog.
Have you ever seen a dachshund? They're not very big.
They're not sexy.
No. Well, yeah, they're not. There's no. Have you ever seen a dog that was sexy?
I'm not answering.
Do you think that there is a difference between looking at a male dog and looking at a female dog, whether it's sexy or not? Can you even tell the difference from 5 feet away?
What's with all the questions?
I don't know, dog fucker. Tell me. I'm just trying to get you to admit that you fuck dogs.
North Charleston police contacted the sheriff's office following an investigation. Haynes was arrested on Wednesday and charged with buggery. What
the fuck does that mean?
In North Carolina law, buggery is either anal intercourse or intercourse with an animal.
It's the same? The law for having gay sex is the same as having sex with a dog.
I just picked that up.
This is amazing.
I got to read that again. In North Carolina law, buggery is either anal intercourse or intercourse with an animal.
That the law is awesome. Covers so much. It's either murder or car theft, whatever, you know.
It's so in North Carolina's eyes, two men who, let's say two men, let's say one of them's a Boy Scout leader and the other one is a Boy Scout. There's not a big age difference. You know, he's getting ready to be an Eagle Scout. They spend a lot of time together camping. It starts raining and the kid's tent collapses. Mm-hmm. And so he needs a place to sleep. So he climbs in with the scout leader and they start exploring each other's body. And then like he turns 18 2 weeks later, whatever. And he finally gets him relaxed enough to let him insert himself inside of him.
This is a great story. So descriptive.
In North Carolina, that's the same as fucking a poodle. That's the exact same thing.
It's the same. You got the death penalty for both.
And it's got a stupid name.
Yep. Buggery. It sounds British, doesn't it?
All right. So I've got to Google this.
You're going to Google buggery?
And just it's a normal word in dictionary.com. Just says noun, anal intercourse.
Oh my God. But so where did the dog part come from?
Sodomy or buggery is generally anal or oral sex between people or sexual activity between a person and a non-human animal.
So even by the definition, it's the same, like in the,
but it may also mean any non-procreative sexual activity. So it's everything besides missionary position.
Lights off. Missionary position with the lights off. Anything else is buggery. Oh my God. I don't understand the fascination with women having sex with dogs. It just grosses me out.
It's supposed to gross you out. Like,
is that the fascination? Is that it's gross?
No, that's like, this is like the same thing as saying police brutality is bad.
I'm going to burn down a Target because this lady had sex with a dog.
It's just one of those things. Like, I don't even think to comment on it. Like, because of course you think it's bad. Like,
it's not that I think it's bad. I'm telling you that I don't understand it. There's a definite group of people who are like, ooh, I'll watch this bitch get fucked by a bitch. I don't get the appeal is what I'm saying.
Do you
like,
feel the same way about women and horses?
Yes. Animals, any kind of animal. Oh. Or any kind of hairy guy.
How can you just throw a blanket statement like that? You haven't seen videos of women fucking all animals. Maybe there's some out there.
Says
that
you.
I've been investigating this for years and years.
I like it when they take it slow, like with the sloth and shit. If you're gonna fuck an animal, I think it would be, have you ever seen those really, really jacked up kangaroos? I want to see one of them.
Just fucking rail you. I might pay to see that.
That's a little different.
Well, I mean, because there's a good chance that fucking kangaroo will go all fucking batshit crazy and start kicking and shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know how funny it would be to see a fucking kangaroo kick the shit out of some tubby naked woman? That'd be fucking great. Like in the octagon.
I'm out. In the octagon. if she's fat, I'm out. She's got to be hot. Jesus. All right, women, don't have sex with dogs, dachshunds, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I don't care. It doesn't affect me.
It should. You should care. It does affect you. Somehow. I don't know how it affects you, but you should care.
Which one of these should we do?
I don't know. I just closed the whole fucking thing.
All right. Bologna smugglers, hot pocket, or mullet?
So the one that says Hot Pocket, I pulled out the exchange. There was, we can do that one. Let's do Hot Pocket. I thought we could act out the exchange.
Do I need to read the story beforehand?
Yeah, no, just the headline probably. I don't know. No, it might be better if we just, you know.
I'll just read the fucking story.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
We'll get to the exchange at some point, right?
Sure. I mean, yeah, why not?
Man breaks into California bank to heat up Hot Pocket, gets arrested, says it was worth it. San Diego, California. Beep, 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 beep. Police say
my job.
Well, you're slacking. Police say that a man who broke into a bank in California did so just to heat up his Hot Pocket in the microwave. Police were called to the Wells Fargo Bank in San Diego early on Wednesday morning. When they arrived, they found a broken window near the bank's drive-thru. An alarm company reported surveillance cameras caught a man inside a break room using the microwave. When the man was arrested, officers say that he told them that's why he was there. All right. Am I the reporter or are you the reporter?
You're the reporter.
Doug, Action 6 News. You did that for a Hot Pocket?
Yes, all that for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket, Hot Pocket.
Was it worth it?
Hell yeah, it was worth it. Fuck yes, it was worth it. A Hot Pocket, hell yeah.
You know that this guy had a fucking mullet, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. 100%.
Hot Pocket, Hot Pocket. The man was arrested on suspicion of breaking into the bank, but police have not released his name or any other details.
Except that he had a mullet. That whole thing, just Hot Pocket, Hot Pocket. I just wanted to say that. Stupid. So if you break into a bank and don't steal anything, is it still, I mean, is it breaking and entering or is, I mean, what kind of crime can they get you with?
Breaking and entering.
That's it, right? I mean, you don't go to jail for years or anything, right? Just because there was money there, it doesn't make the crime worse, does it? I'd hate to see this guy go away is what I'm getting at. He seems like a cool guy.
Oh, fuck. You doing more or what?
I don't know. It's up to you. You want to be done?
Oh.
Running out of steam?
Well, I don't want to do any stories, but if we got something else we can talk about, that's fine.
Other than the riot, what else is going on?
There's let's see here. Somebody had sent us this and asked us to reenact it. Here we go.
Oh boy.
It's on the top of the list. Mm-hmm. It came in from Yang.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at it, so I have no idea where this is going. Men hired for sexual fantasy break into wrong house. How are we going to act? There's no quote.
There's nothing for us to. Oh, yeah, there is at the bottom. Oh, wait. No, there's not.
He just wants to see us fuck.
I mean, who doesn't?
In a sex fantasy gone wrong, two men with machetes entered the wrong house in New South Wales, Australia, before quickly realizing their error. One of them has now been acquitted of entering a home armed with a weapon. Australian media report, they had been hired to carry out a client's fantasy of being tied up in his underwear and stroked with a broom.
In his underwear, stroked with the broom. I'm not sure which of those things is more fucked up.
Does that mean butt fucked with a broom or just like stroked across the cheek?
Just like lightly rub the broom across his cheek and then sweep the floor with it and then right back across his face.
We need to get
dirty boy.
So... I need to know if stroked is one of them stupid Australian, like Australian slang for fucked in the butt.
It could be.
Well,
we have Australian listeners. So,
does stroke mean fucked in the butt?
Let's just go with yes.
Okay. So they'd been hired to carry out a client's fantasy of being tied up in his underwear and fucking him in the butt with a broom. The judge concluded that the facts of this case are unusual.
Dude.
Good job, law school. The role play was arranged over Facebook by a man near Griffith, New South Wales, who provided his address to the hired pair. He was willing to pay $5,000, I guess.
$5,008.
That's if like it was
$16.
If it was really good.
What if it was just average?
However, the client moved to another address 30 miles away without updating the two men, then entered a home on the street of the original address. So how fucked up would this be if you're, if, okay, so you're a guy, you hire somebody for $5,000 to come in, tie you up, and fuck you in the ass with a broom.
Yeah. And then you move.
And then you move. And so you're just sitting there, sitting at home watching TV, and these two guys show up with machetes, show up at your house, and they're like, hey, so we're here to fuck you in the butt. No, you're not.
No, nope.
But you're paying them to role play like they're raping you.
So this guy sold his house, let's say, whatever. Wouldn't he be like, that's one of the things in the contract. Like, hey, I paid these guys to break into my house and fuck me in the ass with a broom. You might want to watch out for that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody died in the attic as well.
Yeah.
So I would think that if you go through the trouble of setting this up, you remember it. Like you know when it's going to happen.
Right. Maybe they did. Maybe that was part of the deal, is that he wasn't supposed to know when it was going to happen, you know?
Not long enough that you go through all the fucking legal proceedings of move.
Hey, I paid you 16 years ago. You haven't raped me yet. Yes. Can I get my money back? Oh, God. The first thing you do when you move is you forward your mail, right? And then as soon as you forward your mail, anybody you told to rape you, you should probably tell them not to.
So that should be on the checklist.
Right.
You know, like you're. Make sure that you turn off the gas. Yes.
Tell those guys not to rape you. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I think that's about it.
All right.
Thank you to all the super chats. That was good conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
I think there was one here I wanted to. Here we go. Buttered toast. I wish Anthony made a list of the most unattractive things women do in order. So I think that's something you should do and put out. Just put it in our Discord or Twitter, put it in the show notes or something. Fuck, I don't know, but.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. There's not very many of them, so I mean.
Fuck animals and smoke.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. And chewing tobacco. That's fucking gross, too. Blech.
Do you like trying to think of how to say this, like a, what's the opposite of a tomboy?
Tom girl? What's the opposite of a tomboy? Like a regular chick?
Feminine. Do you like a feminine chick? Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Or, okay, do you like, what if she's like, wears a mini skirt, but she's also a welder or something? Like,
yeah,
traditional masculine job.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be like, ew, that's gross, but I mean, I wouldn't like, I don't seek out that kind of thing, but I mean, I'm okay with it.
What if she's a welder and she has an Adam's apple?
Then I'm in. So, I don't really care about the welder part so much. So, I mean, I don't know. I like traditionally feminine chicks, but I mean, it's not like I'm against chicks having fucking welding jobs. I don't care.
Don't you think
the problem is that,
do you think that there's something sexy about a woman that can go build something or fabricate or anything?
Not at all.
Oh.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, that doesn't play into it at all, even a little bit.
So, in your mind, what makes a woman sexy? Big old titties!
Yep. I mean, I don't know. I guess... The job, like her job, doesn't play into like the sexiness. There's a difference between.
So I'm not talking like you meet her at a, you know, in your case, you meet her at a coffee shop and she's, you say, what do you do for a living? She says, I'm a welder, and you get a boner. I'm just talking about. I forget it.
So I think that traditionally feminine things are sexy to me. I mean, that's just Maybe I'm conditioned that way, I guess. I don't know. I'm just traditionally feminine things are sexy. I like sundresses and skirts and that kind of shit. I fucking hate seeing women in like pantsuits. It's the worst. Well, not the worst, but it's bad.
What about tattoos?
I don't like tattoos on women.
Oh, it depends. Like
I think it looks trashy.
Yeah, I think it depends.
I don't know. It's split into like two different categories because I think that sometimes trashiness is really, really hot. But I also think that like sexy, feminine, non-trashy is super hot. So it's like, I can see it both ways, but I think tattoos look trashy on women. I think tattoos look trashy on men, but.
Trying to think, you know who, if I was to say Lita from wrestling, do you know who that is? Mm-mm. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this up.
Is it
up.
The chick that did that song with Ozzy?
No. Hate you.
But I'm right though, right?
All right. Let's see if I can find something here.
Does she look like China? Because I'm already out. Everybody was going crazy over that China sex tape. Oh, God. I don't get it.
She looked good right before she died. Mm. I don't mean like 3 minutes before. I just.
As she was laying there, struggling with her last breath,
choking on her own vomit.
She looks so good.
I can't find a good picture of her.
Was she stacked?
I don't know what that means.
Like built, like jacked, like she could just choke you out.
All of them can.
That's not hot, man. Why don't you just date a dude? I don't get it. That's okay, I guess.
What?
You think that's super hot?
Oh, I think it's sexy, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, I guess.
I don't even know if that's her.
I don't know. I don't, like I said, I don't like tattoos. In my stupid brain, tattoos are a masculine thing. It's masculine and trashy, and I don't like it. Especially like full sleeve arm tattoos, you know what I mean?
Nah, I think it just boils down to you not knowing what's sexy.
Awesome. We'll go with that. I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, that ain't going anywhere, so. Bye.
Bye.